The Lord can be your strength in the midst of it. Let patience have its perfect work, that you might be perfect and entire, lacking nothing. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Go to our website, saveus.org. Avail yourself of all of the things that are there, and you can make your gifts that way as well. God bless you. Be a blessing. And remember that patience and its perfect work. You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Christian. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as our voice to the church to claim vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, hopefully they're going to be the views of our friend Bill Sardi, but I'm not certain. Right now we're only getting an answering machine, so we're going to have to announce open lines, and our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because I have absolutely nothing planned, and I talked to Bill earlier today. I'm surprised he's not with us, but be that as it may, the show has to go on, and so if you have something you'd like to talk about, and there's so many things going on today, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But basically, of course, if you are a Christian, you have to understand that Christians are under attack throughout the world today. In fact, there was a recent program, I didn't hear it, but my wife did, on Janet Parshall, and they were interviewing a gentleman who was talking about what was going on to the Christians in Syria. The Christians in Syria were being beheaded and tortured horribly by the people that we're financing. Ladies and gentlemen, we are financing the radicals there. And yet, of course, they are torturing and killing the Christians and burning their towns and killing the children. And the question is, why in heaven's name would we be financing the radical element in Syria? So many things just don't make sense unless you understand what is really going on today. And that is that there's a small subversive element that controls our government, that has an intense hatred of Christianity, which is why they've taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and morality out of our schools. But they certainly are not going to destroy America. They want to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government, because that is the major driving force behind everything going on today. Well, it looks like it's going to be open lines. Our regularly scheduled guest isn't with us. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But fortunately, we have Mike calling us from Idaho right now. So, hi, Mike. How are we doing?
Well, I am doing well. Thank you, Dr. Stan. How are you doing?
I'm doing just well. I'd be doing a lot better if Mike was there. Well, pardon me, if our regular scheduled guest was here. But since he's not, I really appreciate your calling in. Perhaps we'll get other people to call. Otherwise, it's going to be a long hour. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I would like to ask your opinion. Have you've heard about the Bundy Ranch situation going on in Nevada, have you not?
I have.
And it seems like there's a little bit of quandary and question on whether he actually owns and possesses the land, or if he does, and then it's being confiscated through legal maneuvers.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't own the land. This is a government land. It's owned by the federal government, and basically, you pay, or all the various ranchers would pay a fee to the federal government to be able to utilize the land. Apparently, the government had tried to restrict the number of cows he could put there, and then of course he just quit paying the fee. This is basically what you're not hearing about, is that he had refused to pay the grazing fees that the other farmers were paying. So basically, there's two sides to every story. I wish that he had paid his fees and tried to fight them in court, and apparently he did. But, basically other people have done this, and they've won against the government. I don't think this is necessarily the way to deal with the issue. But what are your thoughts?
Well, I don't know. You know, emotional is, I try to take any emotional viewpoint of a situation and put it on the back burner, because that's, you know, like sitting in the driveway and revving the car. It gets a lot of sound and gets a lot of excitement, but it really doesn't do anything.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Mike on the line. Now it's open lines, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about out there. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Mike is saying that this family had been grazing, they've been using this federal land. Now, they have a ranch. apparently Homestead Ranch. But then, of course, there's a lot of land there adjacent to it, and they've been raising their cattle on it for 100 years or something like that. And apparently in the past, why a gentleman had paid his grazing fees up until about 20 years ago when he had an altercation or a disagreement with the federal government, he quit paying a grazing fees. And, of course, they were going to restrict the number of cows he could graze there. And there are a lot of cattlemen who were grazing their cattle there, but they were paying their fees. And he said he wasn't going to pay his fees. And so there's been this a conflict between the federal government and Bundy ever since that time. I don't think any of us really know what's going on there. All we know is what we read in the newspapers, what we hear, and I think we're not getting the truth from either side. But you go ahead, Mike. I'd like to know what you think.
Well, with the situation, from what I understand being reported, is that Bundy did pay the grazing fees to the state, but I believe it was either in 93 or 83, there was a policy change, a regulation change within the BLM, and that forced ranchers to pay their fees to them rather than to the state. And I believe Bundy was continuing to contest that, paying it to the state, for it was state land being managed by BLM. However, what isn't clear is, at this moment, who has jurisdiction? Is the jurisdiction of for the federal government to the Bureau of Land Management, or is this a state issue where the state actually owns the property and has control of it and simply has allowed a management portion to the federal government?
No, I think that the federal government controls the land. The federal government, this is their land. It is in the state of Nevada. I do not believe the federal government should be holding large blocks of land. I don't think they have the constitutional right to do it. But this has been going on certainly for well over 100 years. And basically, the whole issue is being confused by both sides. But I think that they want some sort of a confrontation. I think this thing is being staged. I cannot imagine that the cowboys could have gone in there and taken those cows away from the people who were fully armed. And I just don't know what's going on, and I don't know who I can believe.
Exactly. That's why I kind of wanted to call, raise the issue, because I don't know what to believe. I'm hearing many things. Don't know quite all the data on the situation, and thought maybe with the network that you have and the radio show that you've had for many years, that maybe you've heard more than simply the pabulum that we're getting in the news media, or lack of it.
Well, I'm getting a lot of things from the conservative, from the talk show hosts, and from people who are writing on the internet, but I don't know whether that's accurate or not, and so I'm not going to come out on either side. All I'm going to say is that I think this thing is certainly being manipulated. I think that there's an agenda behind what's going on, but I'm not sure what it is. I think we'll know more as time goes by. But anybody out there in the listening audience who has a question or thoughts on this, well, I would love to hear from you tonight. And if you have inside information, why, here's an opportunity to put it out and let Mike from Idaho know what's going on. And if you'd like to call us, the number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go ahead, Mike.
Oh, well, thank you, Dr. Sam. It does smell as though there is an order out of chaos theme to this.
Something big is going on, because you don't need 200 heavily armed people to take care of one rancher who has 500 cattle grazing, certainly on the federal land. I mean, there are ways to handle this through the legal means, and they're not doing it. This is what doesn't make sense to me, which is why I think this thing is staged and being dramatized.
Well, I agree.
Okay.
Well, I don't have any other comments. Not at all. I appreciate your show, and thank you for taking the call.
God bless, and we've got now, the lines are lit up right now. We've got Greg calling from Coeur d'Alene. Hi, Greg. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I got a comment, Mr. Stan, Dr. Stan, and I'm just in solidarity with you and your wife, and, of course, Hagman and Hagman and Steve Quayle and Joyce Riley and Alex Jones, trying to get the word out, Dr. Stan, and we appreciate you, and God bless you. But I'd like to weigh in on this deal, the Bundys down there. Number one, he's been there since 1870. He's improved the water rights. The BML went in. They didn't go in as nice guys with khaki shorts to check out the desert tortoise. They went in as an armed military force, complete with sniper teams and the whole bit for the confrontation. And this is how it's going to go down from now on. This is how the federal government's going to do it. And the deal is they want you off the land. You know, and I know, Dr. Stan, this is Agenda 21. This is rewilding the land. This is them wanting to take over. What do they just have, the legislation? Help me out, Dr. Stan, on the waters. Any type of water you're around, that's their land now.
But I don't know. I just think that there's something else behind the whole thing. I think that certainly the fact that, number one, that they went in with 200 heavily armed people suggests that this is being used for another purpose. The fact that the cowboys, at least what I read today, were able to rescue some of the cattle and take them onto the ranch. You know, why, if they had all these heavily armed people, didn't they intervene? Basically, what we need is a system based upon law and courts and legitimate courts, and we're not getting it, and I don't know why. Anything else?
Yeah, Dr. Stan. He's the last one. There's been 52 or 53 other ranchers that they basically red taped to death and overran just ordinanced and you know, out of business. And, you know, he ain't moving, man. He's been there from 1870. But they went in there with backhoes. They destroyed some of the water works that he improved, the water land. And it's not about the desert tortoise. They want this Agenda 21 stuff. It's the global elite saying, we want you out of there. You can have a little path through the 600,000 acres, but if you go off the path, we'll come down with helicopters and sensors and and arrest you. But they, Mike Adams had an interesting article on Joyce Riley's website that he got into it, that they're also leasing. They want to lease this area out, and have already leased some of the area out for some of the mineral rights in a recent deal, $1.2 million. And also remember, your listeners remember that, and then he quotes the figure of $4.7 billion that they get for these federal lands yearly, and that's, of course, for the whole United States. But in my opinion, you know, go down there. You know, I encourage any listeners, if they can, go down there and help out. If we don't start standing up for our rights, that's the people's land.
Okay. Well, I do not believe the federal government has any right, according to our Constitution, to be holding large blocks of land. In fact, there's even a question about federal parks. Anyway, God bless. Thanks very much for calling, Greg. Appreciate your input. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Yeah, one more time, Dr. Stan, to your listeners. Support Dr. Stan, turn somebody on to Dr. Stan, Riley, Steve Quayle, and, of course, Alex Jones. People are getting the word out. These people worship Satan. Like Dr. Stan says, they are satanic, and this is how it's going to roll. Amen. They're going to militarize you, or you're going to wake up poor with nothing.
God bless you. Thanks very much for calling. Let's go to Dee, who's calling us from Post Falls, Idaho. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Hi, Dee. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I had a little subject that I wanted to touch upon. You know, I like math and equations. And the one that just suddenly become dawning on me is cyberspace not equal sign real space. And what I mean by this is the alarming migration of state and federal functions to the Internet with no opt-out option And I think that I sadly believe, Dr. Stan, that we're being seduced by convenience into a satanic trap. And it's sort of subtle, but what I mean by this is it seems that contracts and law is not always subject to proper state jurisdiction. And contracts aren't enforceable, and it's kind of a law of the jungle that the biggest attorney seems to win. What do you think?
Well, I think that the government has a tremendous amount of power. It is not supposed to have power. The power of the federal government was to be limited so people could be free. Our founding fathers believed that liberty and limited government were synonymous, and you limited the power of the federal government. Matters dealing with life, liberty, and property were to be taken care of at the state and the local level. But there have always been those who wanted a dictatorship. Even when America was founded, there were people who wanted an all-powerful federal government so they could use the power of Washington, D.C. To control other governments throughout the world. There's always been this satanic desire to create a world government, and that's really what we're up against today. I believe firmly that we are seeing the unfolding of a spiritual battle. I believe we're heading into a major war. I believe that the God is going to bring his judgment on America, because America is a post-Christian nation. Anything else you wanted to say, Dee?
Yeah, I'd like you to get an expert on, if you could find one, that would discuss this in a little bit more detail.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime. And many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Joe calling from Jersey. And apparently he's quoting, he says that he's been on the Alex Jones website. And Alex Jones claims that Senator Reid, the senator from certainly Nevada, and Senator Reid is also in charge of the Senate. He's the Speaker of the Senate. But basically, he is, according to Alex Jones, why Senator Reid is behind this Bureau of Labor of land management, a seizure of the Bundy cattle. Is that what, in essence, what it is, Joe?
Yes, and the article is written by Kurt Daniels. And I tell you, Dr. Stan, Alex Jones has got quite a very astute staff. And he says this, and I'll just read you a little paragraph here. And it says here, the Bureau of Land Management, whose director was Senator Harry Reid, and has purged documents from its site stating that the agency wants Nevada rancher Kevin Bundy's cattle out off the land his family has worked for over 140 years. And then it goes on to say to make way for solar panel power stations.
Well, that's they've got to 60,000 acres or something like that. That'd be an awful lot of solar power stations. But basically, because I can't comment on it, it's somebody else's website, and they're quoting somebody else. But I appreciate so much you bringing it up, Joe.
Okay, well, all right. So maybe there's some truth in it. Okay.
Oh, well, I just don't know.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Why don't you check it out and let us know?
Yeah.
Okay, God bless. Okay, let's quickly go then to Jeanette, who's calling us from Watsonville. And basically, it's open lines this evening. If you have something you'd like to talk about, either what's going on in Nevada or anything at all, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California, 464-8295. We'd love to have you call. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. And if anybody knows anything specific about what's going on in Nevada, from a first-hand point of view, there are a lot of things written up there on the Internet, and I'm not certain whether they're true or not. What I do know is that they're making a spectacle out of this. Certainly the federal government is overreacting, and the people on the right are overreacting. I believe we're all being manipulated in this issue. Jeanette, how are you? Haven't heard from you in some time.
I that's true, but I've been listening. I a couple of people who called in ahead of me said what I wanted to say, but I've been listening to different talk shows about this story, and I'm getting concerned too because there's so many different sides. But that's that way with any story. There's many different sides. What concerns me, apparently, the people who are there supporting the rancher have been unarmed. They've been peaceful, but apparently there's thousands of people coming in who are armed, and that's what scares me. And as a hidden agenda, I just wonder if this is not what people want, is to have an armed conflict.
I really think it may very well be, Jeanette. That thought has crossed my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's the last thing. What we want to do is get the American people up in arms. What we really need to have people understand is there's a secret society that controls this government, controls both political parties. And basically, of course, the material is out there, and anybody who wants to study the background of the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Masons, and the fact that these are all occult organizations, they control Washington, D.C., and they are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world government. And one of these days, of course, they're going to pull the plug on this country. What we need is for the American people to understand that this is a subversive movement. It dominates our media. It dominates our educational system. It works in conjunction with the major banks and corporations. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the military is always either a member of the Subversive Council on Foreign Relations or certainly is affiliated with it, of rights for their publications. We got a real problem in America, and our job is to get as many people educated as we can, not to run around with guns in hand or trying to incite a revolt.
Exactly. Thank you, Dr. Stanley.
Anything else you'd like to say?
No, thank you.
Hey, it's so good to hear from you. Thanks
thank
for calling.
You.
Okay, fine. We've got the Harold calling from Covington, Kentucky. Telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And hi, Harold. How are we doing?
I'm doing just fine. Thank you, Stan, for taking my call. I listen to you just about every night. And I have two questions for you. One is about the land that is supposedly occupied by this settlement, but also it's owned by the government. I didn't know a private individual could be dwelling on government property.
Well, apparently he is grazing his cattle on the government property, but they've been grazing it there. The family's been doing this for 100 years.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle Grease Soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
We Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. It's open lines on Friday, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And right now we have suddenly a Harold calling us from Covington, Kentucky. And Harold, go right ahead, Harold. What was your point you wanted to make?
Yes, I just wondered, in spite of the questionable, I did not know that a private person could own property that belongs to the government.
Well, you can't own there's nobody questioning that the property belongs to the government. He has a farm. I think it's a homestead farm, probably 160 acres. I don't know how long it is, but probably he has a homestead farm. Been in the family for well over 100 years. And then the land adjacent to it is owned by the federal government. Now, the federal government has no business owning that, but it's been there. It's been under the control of the federal government for years, and apparently Mr. Bundy initially had paid a fee to graze his cows on the government land. And now apparently they were making it very difficult for him. They were restricting the number of cows he could graze. And so he quit paying his fees, and he's been fighting with them for 20 years. But this whole issue is being set up, and it is being manipulated. I hope Mr. Bundy is not doing it intentionally. I hope, but certainly no question the federal government is manipulating this for a purpose. And the last thing we want is an armed confrontation between Americans and the federal government. What we want to do is educate the people about the subversive element that controls Washington, D.C., not try to get into an armed confrontation with them, because we do not want another civil war. Anything else, Harold?
I just had another question for you. I understand that could be like an open range then for that area where they graze the cattle then. But my second question is that since we know that we are living in the end time, for those that are Christian and are reading up on the end times according to the scriptures, should we be sort of letting our homes, our mortgage go back to the bank and our car payments go back to the bank, and sort of put the money, use it for God's glory instead of man's glory? So that was my question.
Well, no, but what is the question?
If a person had a car payment, should they quit making the car payment and just let the bank take it back, and then use that money that they would make in a car payment to put it toward charity groups, such as yours.
If you owe the money, if you've taken out and you borrowed money, you have an obligation, a moral obligation to pay it back, don't you think?
I would think so, yes.
Yeah, well, I think that basically we live in two worlds, Harold. We live in the world, the material world here in the United States, and then we live in the spiritual world, in God's world. And give unto Caesar that which is Caesar, and unto God that which is God. That's certainly what Jesus said, and I certainly agree with it. If you have borrowed money, why you should pay it back, and that would be the Christian thing to do. Anything else, sir?
Yeah. No, that'd be fine. You answered both my questions.
Okay, very good. Thanks very much. And again, our telephone.
And I just wanted to know that you do a fine job, and you've been in this for many years, and I listen to you quite often, and I appreciate you so much.
Well, thank you so very much. I appreciate that. Okay, fine. Well, let's go to our caller. Do we have a caller on the line here?
Yes.
Okay, go. And who is it that we... So you're Harold from Covington. Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Don in Spokane.
Okay, Don in Spokane, go right ahead. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. It's open lines. But go ahead. Do you have a question?
Well, I wanted to bring up the governor of the state of Nevada brought up the fact that they had roped off an area and called it a First Amendment area. And he said that was very, it tramples on Nevadans' fundamental rights under the U.S. Constitution. And then he advised the BLM that such conduct was offensive and countless others were offended by it, and that the First Amendment area should be dismantled immediately. That fenced-off area tells us that the government is telling us you have no First Amendment right unless you go into an area that they say you have rights in. And that little picture of that that somebody took, and it's on YouTube, shows you the truth about what our government believes about the First Amendment.
But I think we have to understand, and this is what is so hard, Don, for people to understand that we have two governments. We have certainly our elected government, and then we have the invisible government. And the invisible government is a subversive element. It is controlled by the Council on Foreign Relations and the Trilateral Commission, and you can't understand anything going on. For instance, the lady who is the Secretary of Health and Education has just resigned, and they're bringing somebody else in to replace her. Who is this woman who's going to replace her? Why, she comes from the Rhodes Scholar. She's a Rhodes Scholar. She's part and parcel of this Rhodes conspiracy. And then, of course, the chairman of the National Security Council, the National Security Advisor to President Susan Rice. She meets with the president every day. She tells him what to do. She's a Rhodes Scholar. We never talk about the fact that our government has been taken over by this small subversive group, which, as I mentioned earlier, is using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world government. That's one government. Then we have the other government that we elect, that we see. But people get the two of them mixed up, and you have to understand they're separate. We need a representative government under our Constitution. That is legitimate. The rest of this is, frankly, subversive. And the fact that nobody will talk about it simply reflects the degree of control that exists over the reality of the vast majority of the American people. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I agree with you. The government, though, there is telling us we only have free speech in an area that they rope off for us to have free speech in.
You're absolutely right. But they are a subversive element. And basically, we've got to convince the American people that there really are secret cabals and secret societies out there. And anybody who doubts that has only to read David Rockefeller's memoirs, specifically page 405, where he brags about being part of a secret cabal. And the fact that has been covered up by the media reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think and believe. But go ahead.
Yeah, you could take the picture of that First Amendment area put up by the Bureau of Land Management, and somebody ordered that done. And that somebody needs to be put in front of a court and tried in front of a jury for violating federal law. That's the type of thing we need to do. But we've got a picture of what they did, and they didn't say that was wrong. And to my knowledge, they haven't taken it down. That is really the very thing that the government is telling us today, is that they determined that they could put a fence around the First Amendment area and you could only speak with your mind in there. And that's what I think the governor in Nevada is right on the money.
I think he is as well, but I think we have to get people to see the big picture, and I agree with you totally. Okay, anything else?
No, thank you, Dr. Stan.
God bless. God, you too. And let's go to Joe. Joe, did you have something else you wanted to say?
Yeah, I do. I want to add to that caller that called in and says, well, it's the government land. You know, us Americans better wake up and realize this land is our land. We are the government.
No, we own
America, Dr. Stan.
Joe, there's a subversive element that's taken over the government. They are a parallel government, and people have to realize that. I mean, we can say all we want to, but the reality is that a subversive element controls the military, they control the banking, they control the major corporations, they control both political branches of government, they control our churches, they certainly control the educational system, they control the intelligence agencies. We have to let people understand what's going on. We can prepare, we can say whatever we want to about what they're doing is wrong, and it is wrong. But unless people understand that this is a satanic element out there, and they are concerned, and we have to try to get people away from the entertainment, get them to understand that freedom is not free, and try to recruit people into our ranks. Okay?
Yes, and all I've got to do is just say this. Tell me if you can. How much of international foreign IMF bankers' blood has been shed upon this earth and to lay claim to our country's land by their fraudulent administration of their fraudulent currency? Tell me if you can. How much of the international bankers' blood has been shed? All right, Dr. Stan. Good day.
Bye-bye, and let's go to Pete, who's calling us from Reading. Hi, Pete. Did you have a question, comment?
Dr. Stan, I just called to wish, let you know Sunday is Palm Sunday, and I wish you a blessed Holy Week and a happy Easter next week. Good night, sir.
Good night, and thank you so very much. And let's go to Bruce calling us from Durand, Michigan. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Bruce. How are we doing tonight?
Okay. It's strange, isn't it, how spirits can sweep across the country. They come and go, like back in September, October, the Syrian thing. I believe there are about 1 million people that called their senators and Congress and told them to stop and not go into a nuclear war with Russia. I really believe it from the people I talked with. There were at least hundreds of thousands that were calling. And now this spirit. Does Mr. Bundy really have a case, or is it just the people are fed up with the government and they want a confrontation? What's going on? Is it just this time of year, this April, mid to late April, weird time of year that, our Revolutionary War started? And remember, the shot heard round the world started on April the 19th, 1775. It's a strange time of year, and it's strange how spirits seem to just sweep people all of a sudden. I mean, it's all over the radio now, this stuff going on in Nevada. Does Mr. Bundy have a case, or is it people reacting to what the government is doing? Who was it that said, if not now, when? If not here, where? It's like the case isn't all for our side, but our side wants to make something out of it.
Well, I think that's a mistake. I think that what we want to put our efforts into is educating the people to understand that we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men, and the demonic forces control Washington, D.C. That's my belief.
There could be a real blood sacrifice coming up. I hope it is averted.
I want to talk about
the end of America. Now, you have a couple of commentators on there who don't really think that America, when it gets hit, whether it's hit by God or hit by Russia or China, whoever, that it will be the end. Now, if America is a Babylon the Great, will that be the end of America? Do you think so? Or will it just be like a real severe 9-1-1? I know one of your commentators says it'll take another 10 years before Russia and China are ready to strike at America. If God wants to strike at America, he could do it tomorrow.
You're absolutely right. And basically, people look, and I'll have to admit many times I like to look at things from a logical point of view.
Yeah.
But we can't look at it from a logical point of view. Yes, we can evaluate what's going on, but we have to understand that the final analysis, God is going to determine what's going to happen. See, basically, the secret cabal that runs America has a plan, and I believe the communists have a plan. But I believe God has a plan as well, and ultimately he is going to manipulate everything to fit into his plan. I believe Satan has a plan, and I think all of these forces are out there, but in the final analysis, we're going to see the unfolding of God's plan.
Right. Now, do you think that when America gets hit, that is the end of us?
I don't think so necessarily, no. I think that if God wants it to survive, or at least survive in some form, we will. And it might be the very best thing in the world, because the only way we're going to get the attention of the American people and bring them into a personal relationship with our Lord is if there is a major crisis.
Right.
And it may very well that God is going to bring a judgment on America to save America.
Well, let's have a peaceful Easter.
Right. God bless, and thanks very much. We appreciate, always appreciate your call, Bruce. Okay, fine. Let's just certainly go to... it's Greg who's calling from Coeur d'Alene. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. May have time for one more call. Hi, Greg. How are we doing?
Yeah, Dr. Stan, this kind of hits to my heart because I was born in Glendora, California, and my dad had he used to go up to Lancaster and Bakersfield to pick up a load of alfalfa and bring it down to the Chino Dairies. And then he'd buy the day-old cattle, and we took him up to some property in the hills of San Dimas, and we'd wean him. And we had about 80 head at one time. And so, you know, I come from a rural background and country folk and dry farms and oat hay and all that and FFA and 4-H and horse ranches and stuff. And you got to still probably some of that up in that area. And it just breaks my heart, Dr. Stan. And, you know, people don't understand that he was there. And one of your earlier callers that people can own land by the government, he was there before the government owned the land. He was there before the BLMM existed. He was probably there before property taxes existed. Wake up, America. Please wake up. Before income taxes, you know, go into the history of what income tax is and property tax is. And who started it, and the foundations, and the banks, and you know all this, Doctor. But it just breaks my heart that think that we don't elect the BLM. Don't elect these people. It's a federalization of everything, Doctor Stan. You know this. They're taking it out of states. He's willing to pay the state. But this federalization of everything, and it is basically a power.
It's actually, and the people in Washington, D.C. want to prove that they're in charge, and they're not. They're not to be in charge. They're to be our servants. And I agree with you. I share your concern, Greg.
Okay. I got one more comment, please.
Okay, well, then, go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You know, Doc, you know, it's just, you know, these are the people that, you know, they want your vitamins.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought for just a moment. We got to go to a quick break.
All right, Doctor. Thank you, Doctor.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195. If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. 844-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We have Nick calling from Oregon. And Nick basically says that Sydney, that Senator Reid, Senator Harry Reid, is working with the Chinese. Correct me if I have this wrong, Nick. But the Chinese want to get this property and put in wind turbines. Is that it?
Power generators, the turbines.
Okay, fine. Okay.
And he's got the proof. They got the proof.
Okay, fine. Well, it's going to be fascinating as it plays out, and I will certainly be looking over Alex's shoulder and see what he has to say, and we'll all learn from this. But I do believe that this thing is being utilized for entirely different purposes. In other words, I think that there are people who really want an armed confrontation, and that would be the last thing that would be beneficial for our nation as a whole. We need to utilize this as a vehicle to educate the people about the subversive element in Washington, D.C. And isn't it interesting that nobody ever refers to the Council on Foreign Relations or the Trilateral Commission or the Masons as subversive organizations dedicated to the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation and bring us into a world government? That's what subversion is all about, subverting the sovereignty of the nation. Anything else you want to say, Nick, before we let you go?
Well, real quick, I think the federal government wants to push this to see how far they can push it, period.
May very well be, but I think we're all being...
This is the test. This is the test to see how far they can push the American people. That's what I think, anyway.
Okay, God bless, Nick. Please keep listening and give us a call next week. We'll see what's going on. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I have to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, primarily listener-supported. We're dependent upon those of you who are out in the listening audience to help us. And we do have a few people who have been very generous in helping us to keep going. And we have been at this for, well over 20 years now. And what a unique opportunity is to talk to people all across America, all across the world, and to share what we've learned in the last 50 years about the subversive element of working behind the scenes and the dark and sinister spiritual forces that energize and fuel that subversive element. Under any circumstances, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, shame on you. You can get the Brotherhood of Darkness book or the Brotherhood of Darkness special, which includes not only the book, but a CD and a DVD of the information. And then, of course, we do hope many of you will want to get the other material we have. Go to our website. You can see all the four CD sets, whether it would be Operation Paperclip, going into how we help the Nazi war criminals escape following World War II, or did Hitler escape, going into how Hitler escaped to South America, or certainly the war against the Jews, going into basically how we, I should say, the subversive element in our government and in our corporate structure and in our banks financed the Nazis both before and during the Second World War, and then help them to escape. Based upon my interviews with John Loftus, who had a security clearance three levels above top secret, one of the best informed people in the nation, worked for the Justice Department, and he had to wait until the statute of limitations was up so he could bring this information out. But he has brought it out, and in his book, The Secret War Against the Jews and America's Nazi Secret, and then in our four CD set, suddenly the war against the Jews. You can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And so we hope that you'll go there, that you get the information. And then, of course, you can listen to our programs. You can watch our DVDs. You can read our newsletters. We do have a section there. At the top of the page, it's called News Around the Net. And almost on a daily basis, we post something new there. We won't be posting until the first of next week. My son's away at the National Association of Broadcasters. But first of next week, he'll be putting up certainly dozens of items. And anyway, we're going to I'll be back here in just a few moments. My telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for the survival of Christian civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Krieg. But you know, things never go bad simply one item. First of all, our first guest, Bill Sardi, suddenly did not show up, was not available. And apparently we have the wrong telephone number for the second hour, so I hope we don't have to do open lines. If you are out there and you'd like to talk about something, we'll be glad to talk to you until we can get William Grigg's telephone number and get him on the line. But William is certainly one of my favorite guests. He, for many years, was the senior editor of the New American magazine. And then, of course, he went to work for the Republic magazine for a time. And basically, he is certainly has written profusely. He has about 6 or 7 books that he's written. He has his own radio program on a regular basis now, and you can hear that radio station, program. Certainly, he writes articles for various websites, and you can read them on a regular basis. William certainly is a libertarian, one of the brilliant minds in the conservative movement. He writes my newsletter, RadioLiberty.com, and of course, if you subscribe to my newsletter, you'll get a chance to read it. I'm just going to play music here for a moment, and hopefully we'll have William Grigg on the line in just a moment.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
God bless. I'll be late.
No. Quiet with God. God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop? Right, son.
Well, we have William Grigg with us. How are you tonight, William?
Dr. Stan, I'm doing well. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
And it is, and we're going to be going to a break here in about 30 seconds, and we'll be back in just a moment here.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 and ask about Garlazyme.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations, or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly William is saying that the family certainly had moved into the land there after the Spanish America. Well, but basically this was after the land was taken from Mexico, and going back sometime in the 1870s, and certainly the government, federal government, didn't do anything with the land. People moved in, they established their homesteads, they allowed to establish their ranches, and then they used this open land for many decades, certainly for almost 100, well over 100 years, going back to the 1870s. And the cattle ranchers have been allowed to use this land, well, apparently about 18, 1950, somewhere in there, and you correct me if that's the wrong time, but the federal government then began to change its relationship as far as the relationship between the federal government and certainly the local cattle ranchers. And the federal government then was going to take control of the land and basically say, this is our land, and you're grazing your cattle on our land. Would that be a fair statement? And when did they begin to change the relationship between the federal government and the local ranchers?
There have been any number of changes in the administration of the land and the grazing rights over the course of over 100 years, as you point out, but it really started to get ugly around 1993, the first year of the much lamentable and not at all missed the Clinton administration. His Secretary of the Interior was a fellow by the name of Bruce Babbitt, who'd been the governor of Arizona. More to the point, he'd been the head of the League of Conservation Voters. And in 1991, as president of the League of Conservation Voters, he wrote a fundraising appeal in which he said, and I quote, "We must identify our enemies and drive them into oblivion." Now, the enemies in question are those who did not embrace the new gospel of biocentrism. Biocentrism, of course, is the doctrine of radical environmentalism that was worked out in the early 1970s. You can pretty much describe Earth Day, the first Earth Day of 1970s, as sort of the day of Pentecost, if you will, of this new gospel of biocentrism, which says that humankind is merely one species in a democratic biosphere. Humans do not have any kind of sovereignty over nature. We're not a special creation. We're not placed at the top of creation to administer it wisely through principles of ownership and stewardship. Rather, we're simply one species, and the rest of the species have needs that are just as legitimate as human property rights. And because those species can't speak on their own behalf, we have to defer to the administrations of infinitely wise, bottomlessly benevolent seers who have this unique gift of discerning on our behalf what the needs of nature would, what the needs of nature would be. And by lucky hap, these people happen to inhabit the highest echelons of foundation-funded environmental groups that are constantly involved in a game of what is called brown mail with the federal government. This game consists of the federal government allowing itself to be sued by these foundation-funded groups in order to change policy that affects the lives of literally millions of people who live here in the Intermountain West, where the government of the United States, the federal government, in defiance of its constitutional mandate, is the largest landowner. Almost all the land in the western United States is claimed by the federal government as its property. Here in the state of Idaho, you have nearly 90%, I believe, of the territory of the state of Idaho is owned by the United States government completely illegitimately. There's no constitutional basis for this. All the states of the Union, after the original 13, are to be admitted into the Union on equal terms with the original 13 states. What that means is that the restrictions within the enclave clause of the Constitution, which is Article 1, Section 8, Clause 17, which enumerates everything that the federal government can do by way of land purchases, that's the limit to which the federal government can purchase land, the purposes for which the federal government can purchase land. They cannot claim vast tracts of territory within nominally sovereign states as federal property. And that includes, of course, what had been the undifferentiated land of the southwestern United States that were brought into the territory of the United States, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo after the Mexican-American War, of which this section of Nevada is a very conspicuous part. Now, the Clive and Bundy family settled that area in the 1870s, and for the next nearly 150 years, they had spent their lives, that invested their lives improving nature through grazing cattle and providing a product which is very important to our domestic food economy.
Well, now, basically, do they have a homestead ranch? Do they have land that is actually theirs legally?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, they do have a homestead.
Okay, probably 160 acres. Go
probably
ahead.
About that, yeah. But the grazing areas in Nevada and elsewhere in the Rocky Mountain state are claimed as federal government property, in spite of the fact that under the constitutional arrangements in Nevada and elsewhere, they are actually the territory of the state of Nevada and of Clark County specifically here. What Cliven Bundy has been saying is that he, like other ranchers, are not renting their grazing land through the licenses and fees they pay. They're not renting them from the federal government. they're willing to pay rent on these lands, but they will pay it to the legitimate landlord, if you will, and that isn't the federal government. It's a little like what would happen in a dispute involving the rent that you would pay on a home. If you recognize that somebody else owns the home and you're paying rent to use the home, and the usurper shows up and demands that you pay rent to him, you don't have the obligation to pay the rent to the usurper. You pay the rent to the owner of the property.
Well, no, but why haven't the states demanded that they have the right that it is their property, and that why haven't the states challenged the federal government's claim that they own it? Because basically it's unconstitutional. But this would seem to be the situation as far as the state. They should have long ago declared that this was their land, not federal land.
Yeah, that's... Well, that was the promise of the Sagebrush Rebellion of the late 1970s. And unfortunately, that promise was betrayed by people who allowed the aspirations of Western landowners and Western resource entrepreneurs. You're talking about miners and loggers and ranchers, people who create original wealth out of nature. That's been, of course, for most of the history of the American West, that's been the chief source of economic vitality, are these resource-based industries that involve stewardship and responsible use of resources. The promise of the Sagebrush Rebellion was capitalized upon by many political figures, most of them nominally conservative Republicans, who would get elected to statewide office, often national office, by speaking the language of principled revolt against the usurpation of the federal government. Then once they were in power, they'd take counsel of those who were urging moderation. And that's unfortunately been the case in most states. Here in the state of Idaho, for instance, our Governor Butch Otter is somebody who talks a very good game about facing down the feds and interposing against the feds when it comes to the use of, or it comes to their invasion of the sovereign rights of the state of Idaho, but always finds some way to talk themselves out of a confrontation. And in this, I just finished writing yesterday and publishing a piece about what's going on at the Clive and Bundy Ranch. Without being there, I should point out that early next week I'm planning on traveling down to Nevada and covering the standoff down there in Clark County. A couple of associates and I are planning on being there probably late in the afternoon, early in the evening on Tuesday. And I'm desperately hoping that by the time we get there, we're not talking about a charnel house. That's a possibility. But in writing about this issue, I found myself irresistibly reminded of what had happened to the American Indians. Because we're talking about, I think, a variation on the same idea here, which is the idea of artificial communal ownership of a natural resource without clear private title to a given tract of land. The grazing rights issue, in a lot of ways, reminds me of the way that titles were manipulated on Indian reservation lands to where nobody could actually have clear and uncontested title to a tract of property. They couldn't develop it, they couldn't sell it, they couldn't transmit it to their heirs. One of the real concerns that Clive Bundy has expressed here is that he's not going to be able to pass on his ranch to his heirs. He's, I think, 68 years old. He's got a number of adult sons, adult children who have been working with him to operate the ranch, to raise and to harvest cattle. But what happened with the Indians is that you had, in many of these bands and tribes, very decentralized societies that didn't have political systems as we would recognize them. That was particularly true among the Shoshone and the Nez Perce here in the state of Idaho. But in order for the politically connected interests that were favored by the federal government, supported by the military, supported by the federal government, in order for them to arrange the acquisition of coveted tracts of Indian land, they had to negotiate with a leader. And so the federal government would get involved in appointing some kind of a leader, irrespective of the traditions and customs of a given Indian tribe. The case of the Nez Perce is really quite illustrative at this point. Young Joseph, talking with his father, old Joseph, they saw their homeland in the Malawa Valley in Oregon being reduced incrementally to the point where it was just basically a barren neighborhood. And then, of course, they were told they would have to turn over that tract of land because gold was discovered on it. Old Joseph, on his deathbed, told young Joseph, your ancestors' bones are buried here. Never betray the bones of your ancestors. Don't sell the land. Don't take any gifts, because if you take a gift from these people representing the federal government, then they'll assume that you owe them a favor. Never betray our land. And so he was entranced in, as were Tuhul Zote and a number of the other Nez Perce leaders. They wouldn't deal with the federal government. The federal government went out and appointed their own supposed leader, the Nez Perce, a guy appropriately enough named Lawyer, without any claim to legitimacy signed a treaty that turned over the Wallowa Valley to federal control. And then General O.O. Howard showed up, and in spite of the fact that he knew he was in the wrong, he ordered the Nez Perce off their land. I think the same kind of dynamic, quite frankly, is at work with the governors and the legislatures of many of the western states and with many of the county administrators in places like Clark County. As you point out, Dr. Stan, the sheriff of Clark County should be interposing on behalf of the Clive and Bundy family and the other ranchers in the area. The county commission should be. The state government should be. None of these people is willing to do so because they are assets bought and sold of the political combine in Washington. And they're acting just like the Quisling Indian leaders that betrayed the American Indians in the 19th century. For the same reason, I suspect. I think it's venality and cowardice.
And you go along, you get along, and I share your concern. And basically, of course, it really gets back to the point that people don't understand our form of government, and that our government was never to be our owner, they were to be our servant. And the power of the federal government and the property that they owned was to be limited, restricted by the chains of the Constitution.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food, and processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy Aging Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now 1-866-405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and suddenly William is saying that there are some people who are in the cattle industry who are critical suddenly of Bundy because he's not paying his fee. And of course, Bundy has said, well, he'll pay his fee, but he wants to pay it not to the federal government because he doesn't feel they have certainly the right to claim a fee. He's willing to pay it to the state, but does he pay it to the state, or has he tried to pay it to the state? Then the other thing that William is saying, that some people are critical of Bundy because his herds are not pristine and they certainly do not appear to be as well kept up. There's questions about his cattle doing damage to other people's property. All of these are questions that, but of course the big thing is, should the federal government be able to control this land, large blocks of land in the western part of the United States, and they're the largest landowner in the western part of the United States. And Bundy is challenging that, saying they don't have the constitutional right. So there are a lot of questions out there. Go ahead, William.
Yeah. Behind all this, I should point out, once again, is an initiative that started under Bruce Babbitt. He's the one who wanted to drive the enemies of the environmental movement into oblivion back in the early 1990s. In 1994, he created an initiative called Range Reform 94 that was a set of land use ordinances and environmental regulations that were intended specifically to start shutting down the ranching industry. And the ranching industry has been devastated since then. We have the ongoing liquidation and obsolescence of the house. That's one of the chief industries responsible for producing the food that we consume and the food that we export. William Perry Pendley of the Mountain States Legal Foundation published a book in 1995 or early 1996 called War on the West, and he referred to Bruce Babbitt's Range Reform 94 as 1,001 ways to get ranchers off federal land. And this included a sharp increase in grazing fees. And then, of course, the expansion of all these regulatory measures that were supposedly intended to protect endangered species, including the desert tortoise. And the desert tortoise is the identified charismatic species that is supposedly imperiled, that's threatened, not endangered, not been listed as an endangered species. It's supposedly threatened by cattle ranching there in the Gold Butte area of Clark County. As it happens, there's plenty of evidence that the tortoise is actually being destroyed by the federal government agencies that are regulating that land. And this, of course, is the same BLM that's involved in, among other things, the roundup and wholesale destruction of wild horses throughout Nevada and California. Elsewhere, you've had the BLM and the Forest Service rounding up and slaughtering salmon. Rather than allowing people to find productive uses for resources of that kind, they're treating them as a collectively owned resource. And as Aristotle pointed out, the better part of 3,000 years ago, that which is owned by 2,500 years ago thereabout, that which is supposedly owned by everybody is equally neglected by all alike. And that's very much the case with the grazing land. The Political Economy and Resource Center in Wyoming has described the grazing system as an exceptionally poignant example of socialism. Because once again, all these lands are supposedly owned by the government and they're not improved, they're not maintained. And because of this, you have a situation where there's no clear title, there's no clear ownership, the lands fall into disrepair. They're drought stricken right now, they're in very bad condition. And that can help explain why it would be that somebody who's not allowed to have full access to these grazing lands, as Mr. Bundy has not been allowed to, I might see that his herd is starting to fall apart, and that's why there are not clear territorial demarcations here involving the privately held lands of some of his neighbors. That's the sort of thing that happens when you have government ownership of a large resource like this. They really ought to abolish federal ownership of the lands. They ought to break these up, privatize them, and I don't doubt for a second that Mr. Bundy, like everybody else in that region, would be willing to pay appropriate fees for the use of privately owned land the same way that they would pay rent on a home that they are renting from a landlord. But you're dealing here with the usurper in the form of the federal government. And this is entirely of a piece with what was going on 21, 22 years ago when Bruce Babbitt and his fellow biocentrists were trying to shut down the West and create eco-reservations throughout these hundreds of thousands of acres, shove people into these urban areas that would be administered by our benevolent overlords in this brave new world of eco-socialism. And Bundy may be wrong about a number of things, but he's entirely right about talking about when he's opposing what the federal government is doing in terms of destroying what remains of private land ownership in the Western United States.
Well, it's a tragic situation. I just hope and pray that there is no armed confrontation between armed civilians and armed bureaucrats. What we need to do is get this discussed. What we need to do is get the federal government all out of land. That's not their function.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Germs that resist, drugs that disappoint, therapies that don't cure, and healthcare you simply can't afford, that's what modern medicine is today. If the world has a single antidote for what ails it health-wise, it's Allicin from Garlic. I'm health journalist Bill Sardi, and I want to ask, how do you get Allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, from a garlic clove when stomach acid destroys the enzyme that makes it? That has finally been accomplished by producing the world's first alkaline-buffered garlic capsule that neutralizes the stomach acid that blocks the production of Allicin from garlic. That garlic pill is called Garlazyme. Don't fall for garlic pills that pretend to provide Allicin, even that brand that says it offers 100% pure Allicin powder. You can learn more about it by calling 866-674-3955. You'll even like the price. A month's supply is $8 and change when you order in quantity, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955. And ask about Garlazyme.
Cancer was a rare disease 100 years ago, but that isn't true today. A recent study reveals 38% of American women and over 42% of American men either have or will develop cancer during their lifetime, and many will die from that disease. Why has the incidence of cancer increased? Well, most people eat processed food. And processed food contains toxic substances, and the vitamin, mineral, and antioxidant content of processed foods is altered during preparation. What can you do? Most diets are deficient in magnesium, iodine, vitamin C, vitamin D3, antioxidants, and other essential nutrients. So Radio Liberty offers the supplements you need to maintain your health. If you'd like a list of our products or a catalog, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. And our website is radioliberty.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly William is talking about what's going on there in Nevada. And basically, you have all the armed personnel from the federal government. You have an armed Apache helicopter?
Yeah. There's an Apache helicopter that's been deployed there. They've been using helicopters to conduct the roundup here, and so far I think of the 600 or 700 or 800 head of cattle, there have been 200 or 300 that have been rounded up by a contractor. This is an interesting part of the story as well. There's a contractor from Nephi, Utah, that's been involved in this roundup, and they're the cat's paw being used by the federal government. They're getting, by some accounts, about $3 million to claims that Bundy owes over $1 million in grazing and penalties. So this is the sort of thing that the federal government loves to do, that when they're trying to shut down somebody's operation. For instance, here in the state of Idaho, there was a case involving supposed protected wetland that they were trying to impose fines of tens of thousands of dollars a day on this family. They love to have extortionately high rates of penalties and interest in addition to the fines that they levy. So the federal government's trying to say that Bundy owes them $1 million, over $1 million in back grazing fees, because he refuses to recognize their illegitimate control over this tract of Clark County. But the same feds are spending between $2 and $3 million to round up these several hundred head of cattle on this territory. And if for a matter of cost effectiveness, they'd try to find some way of dealing with this that wouldn't involve spending that much money. But they don't care. You know, these are people who are using money that's created ex nihilo. They don't really care about restraining their profligacy, because the more profligate they are, the more they're protected and costed interest profit from it. And so you've got this company in there, this private company that does this kind of work for the BLM all the time. They've been involved in some of the wild horse roundups I referred to earlier. At least a few of those have involved rounding up wild horses and simply slaughtering them. And if you had private people doing that without government authorization, those people are probably going to prison for a long, long time. But because the government has consecrated this effort, it's supposedly a good and benign activity. I don't know whether you should round up wild horses and slaughter them. I don't know enough about the economy of the wild feral equine. What I'm saying is that if it's a crime for private people to do it, it's a crime for the government to do it as well. But these people are using helicopters to round up the cattle. But apparently you don't just have the civilian helicopters involved in this roundup. Now you have an Apache helicopter gunship that's shown up. And according to a report that was just posted in a couple of places, the FAA has just closed off the airspace above the lands in question here. They've established no-fly zones. So you have free speech zones, which are these little designated areas for the press and for protesters to gather that are far afield of the actual theater of action. Then you have a no-fly zone being imposed over the area, and you've got checkpoints being set up and people being subjected to searches to see if they have firearms or cell phones. And this, of course, is the Waco protocol being imposed here, but actually it's a much faster, much more extensive, and much better organized version of the informal protocols that were used at Waco. Some people might remember that during the 51-day siege, the FBI kept the press a couple of miles away from the Mount Carmel sanctuary. And then on the morning of April 19th, you actually had the press and then emergency vehicles being kept away as these people burned to death and were gunned down when they were fleeing the burning church, the burning sanctuary there. So you've got the same kind of control of access, control over information. But the no-fly zone here is interesting, because that means that they won't be able to, you wouldn't be able to have any kind of overflight to find out what's actually happening within this affected zone. And I do think that there's a certain ironic and tragic resonance. This is all taking place in the month of April. That does seem to be a month that's rather fraught, rather overcrowded with tragic anniversaries. And it would be just perfectly ghastly if we had an eruption of violence on the 19th of April again. It would certainly fit the pattern. And you've got every reason to think that the people who have organized this include veterans of the Ruby Ridge and the 1993 Waco atrocity. As I've looked over this subject, it's a very vast and very complicated issue in many ways. I've been struck once again by some resonances and continuities I see between the treatment of the ranchers and the Western entrepreneurs and the way that the federal government treated the Indians. And I find it really interesting that the Bundys arrived in this section of Nevada in 1877. 1877, if I remember correctly, would have been the year that the Nez Perce War broke out here in the state of Idaho. And you had, in that part of the country, the high plains all the way down through the southwestern United States, the 1860s through about the mid-1880s, you had the federal government encouraging private contractors to slaughter the buffalo. This is something I write about in my most recent article. I quote Philip Sheridan, who at the time was the general of the Army, and his main task was to evict the Plains Indians off of lands they had been promised and guaranteed through solemn treaty, but were now being coveted by the politically connected railroad combine. I should point out there were other railroad initiatives that were private in nature, and rather than evicting the Indians, they actually bought their lands. They cooperated with the Indians. They had no trouble at all. There were no wars that erupted. There were no massacres that occurred because they're actually treating Indians like human beings, trading with them rather than confiscating their property or betraying them after a solemn promise has been made. But Philip Sheridan, who was the head of the army at the time in the 1870s, considered these private contractors who were involved in buffalo slaughter to be a force multiplier for the army. And there had been, private buffalo hunters like Bill Cody, or Buffalo Bill, as he's known in history, who had harvested buffalo to feed the construction crews who were involved in the construction of the Kansas Pacific Railroad specifically. And the Indians, of course, depended on the buffalo. They did not overhunt the buffalo. They didn't drive it into extinction because of the principle of husbandry. They needed to have this resource because they needed it. They were judicious, disciplined in their stewardship and their use of it, and they made use of all the buffalo. But what happened after the war between the states, beginning of the 1870s, is that the railroad lobby in Washington began to sponsor tourist trips out to the western states. And, of course, the frontier was further east than it is today. But they'd send people out on the railroad as far as it could go, and these very wealthy members of the eastern elite would show up with their 50-caliber rifles, and they would shoot buffalo for moving trains. And then they would actually pay bounties to people who'd go out indiscriminately kill as many buffalo as they could. And one of the illustrations I have in my article is from Smithsonian Magazine. It shows a person on top of this huge step pyramid of buffalo skulls. They were not being used for meat. They were not being used, most of them, for hides for ornamental purposes. They were just being shot, left to bloat, and fester on the prairie. And this was something that General Sheridan encouraged. What he said in a letter that he wrote to the state of Texas, after Texas tried to intervene to put a stop to this federally abetted slaughter of the buffalo, this is an act of interposition. They have these people coming in. The federal government was claiming access to all these territories, claiming this is a common resource. So the government of Texas stepped in and tried to pass measures to prevent the slaughter of buffalo by people who were basically, I guess you'd call them, tourist hunters. Sheridan wrote a letter to Texas chastising them for doing this. What he wrote about the people who were slaughtering the buffalo was the following. These men have done more in the last 2 years and will do more in the next year to settle the vexed Indian question than the entire regular army has done in the last 40 years. They are destroying the Indians' commissary, and it is a well-known fact that an army losing its base of supplies is placed at a great disadvantage. Send them, that is, the private buffalo hunters, powder and lead, if you will. But for a lasting peace, let them kill, skin, and sell until the buffaloes are exterminated. Then your prairies can be covered with speckled cattle. That was all going on in the late 1860s and early 1870s. A few years later, you had the Bundy family move in to Nevada for the purpose of grazing speckled cattle on lands that have been confiscated from Mexico, and probably at least some of those lands have been seized from the Indians as well. They didn't necessarily know this at the time. Difficult to say that people who were involved in the westward expansion, part of the land rush, were entirely innocent. There were many of them who had guilty knowledge of the fact that in some instances they were taking lands that didn't properly belong to them. I've got no reason to think that the Bundys were among that number, that group of people. That's something I intend to research when I get down to Nevada. But the fact is they started to make constructive use of that land with the successor to the bison. That was the speckled cattle. And now you have the cattle industry being treated in somewhat broadly similar way to the treatment of the Indians in the 19th century, including, in this instance, the use of a private contractor to round up cattle and, from some reports, just simply slaughtering them summarily. And I do think if you take a look at the logic and the malevolence of the ecocentric lobby, the biocentric lobby, that they want to destroy our commissary as well. want to destroy not merely these extraction industries such as mining and logging. They want to destroy industries such as cattle ranching that are producing a standard of living that these people consider to be unsustainable. I mentioned Agenda 21 earlier. Agenda 21, of course, is this massive and almost completely unreadable blueprint put out by the United Nations for the management of all human interactions with the environment. And it envisions, through the operative protocols of the biological, I'm trying to remember the name, the Biodiversity Treaty, that's what they called it. The Biodiversity Treaty would have been ratified in 1994. That's the same year that Babbitt was trying to drive the ranchers off the land of the Southwest. It was not a treaty, it was actually a prologue to a treaty. But the Biodiversity Treaty basically would have implemented this degenerate and depraved scheme called the Wildlands Project that would call for the effacement of industrial civilization and a drive to repristinate the Western Hemisphere, the northern part of the Western Hemisphere specifically, by creating these vast areas claimed as habitat for non-human creatures, such as the desert tortoise in that part of Nevada, or the spotted owl, the Mexican spotted owl in Arizona, the grizzly and the wolf, the lynx. There are all kinds of charismatic species they use for this purpose. They say that this territory, this land, is actually their habitat, and so humans have no right to use it. They would create these core areas of non-human habitat, and then they would connect them in various ways to each other and keep expanding that until you had most of the world rewilded, most of the territory rewilded. And you have these little installations and these little reservations where people would be allowed to live. And one of the things they want to do is they want to destroy the bourgeois standard of living that characterizes American society, because they say that that's sustainable. And boy, do they hate the beef industry. And so it doesn't surprise me at all that we would see the federal government moving to destroy our commissary by shutting down cattle ranching. And if you take a look at what's going on right now with the price of beef, you take a look at what's going on in drought-stricken California, where cattle ranchers in California can't find forage. They can't find water. They can't find forage for their cattle. You take a look at what's happening with the pork industry. That's something I saw just a couple of days ago, because there's a newly discovered virus that's starting to decimate the pork industry. Our commissary is being attacked, and so we've been fat, happy, and stupid for many decades, and at the same time, the dollar is starting to pitch a fit, and the stock market, as we've seen, is woozy this week. You have this incremental and accelerating drive to shut down the industries upon which our food supply depends. So basically, we're all Indians now, is how I look at it. Running the math, working out the model, it seems to me that what's happening in Bunkerville, Nevada right now, could very well be a portent of an onslaught, the final onslaught against our standard of living in the name of biocentrism and eco-socialism. So Bundy may be a problematic figure. He may have rough edges. He may not have been all that fastidious in the management of some elements of his stewardship. But in terms of what he's trying to accomplish, in terms of what the people who are trying to shut him down are trying to accomplish, I know which side is the side of the angels here, and it ain't the federal side in this dispute.
All right, fine. Well, before we go on, William, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get to your website, how they can certainly get your articles, which are up on the Internet, how they can hear your radio program, how they can get your books, and, of course, how they can get your PayPal button.
I appreciate that, Dr. Stan. My chief outlet is still the Pro Libertate blog. freedominourtime.blogspot.com is the direct address for Pro Libertate. You can go to Google or any other search engine, type in Pro Libertate, L-I-V-E-R-T-A-T-E, and my name, William Grigg, or perhaps just type in William N. Grigg, and the first return should be the Pro Libertate blog. I update it usually once, sometimes twice a week. As you mentioned, Dr. Stan, there is a PayPal button at the Pro Libertate blog, both on the right-hand margin of the page and at the bottom of every essay. And we also are set up to accept Bitcoin for those who are using Bitcoin. We really appreciate your help. This is my chief means of supporting my family of eight. And a lot of what I published is republished from my blog on the website lewrockwell.com, lewrockwell.com. As a matter of fact, tomorrow's edition of lewrockwell.com reprints my essay on the situation in Nevada, which is entitled The Clive and Bundy Standoff, Wounded Knee Revisited. That's the lead article of Pro Libertate as well. My radio program is entitled Freedom Zealot Radio. You can hear it every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Mountain Time or 7 p.m. Pacific Time at LibertyRoundtable.com. That's the Liberty News Radio Network, LibertyRoundtable.com, 8 o'clock Mountain Time, 7 o'clock Central every Saturday night. And go to LibertyRoundtable.com. Look in the upper right-hand corner of the page. You'll find the Listen Live Now button. You can click on that and listen to the program. It is a pre-recorded program. This week's program is about the Clive Bundy standoff, some of the background to it. My YouTube page is called Freedom Zealot, the Freedom Zealot channel. I'm also on Facebook, and I'm on Twitter as well. At Blarney Con Carney is my handle on Twitter. It's a little bit difficult to find. I don't know if it was the wisest way to approach Twitter, but that's what I chose. But I do use Twitter and Facebook to provide updates for things that I'm working on. And once again, my chief outlet and the source, the location of my PayPal button is the Pro Libertate blog, freedominourtime.blogspot.com. Look for the PayPal button at the bottom of every essay and at the right-hand margin of the page.
And then I would comment, of course, that William does write the Radio Liberty monthly newsletter, and we put a little remarks at the end of it, which is predominantly his work, and certainly he's doing a great job. In fact, I just got the latest newsletter, which we'll go over, and we'll be having it out to our listeners, and certainly in about 2 weeks. If you join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, why, you automatically get our monthly newsletter written by William Grigg. So remember, if you'd like to, of course, get to our website, or certainly to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And our guest, of course, this evening, William Grigg, always a pleasure having William. Hang on for just a moment, we'll be right back.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Have you noticed that America is changing? Our nation is changing because public education is systematically destroying our faith in God and country. They have succeeded. What can you do? If you love your children, take them out of public school and consider homeschooling. The Robinson Homeschool Program is a 12-year curriculum devised by a Christian educator. The classes are presented on CDs and dozens of books are included. Thousands of youngsters have taken the course and successfully gone on to college. The modest price is only $195.
Wallachia.
If you'd like to obtain some additional information, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. So if you love your children and want them to succeed, call 800-544-8927 and ask about the Robinson Homeschool Program.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. 8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there and listening to us and you agree with our message, that we're involved in a spiritual battle that's being played on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle, and there really are supernatural forces at work. Because if you look at things logically, they don't make any sense. How do you understand that there's a supernatural battle going on? Well, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or hear my talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness, or suddenly get a 4-CD set on the Aquarian Conspiracy, or buy Constance Cumby, or get certainly the 4-CD set on the supernatural, and of course it includes 2 hours of interviews with William H. Kennedy, who died under very mysterious circumstances at the age of 59, but of course simply one of the people really on the front lines of getting information out about what's really going on behind the scenes. And you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we're not getting the truth through regular channels. There really is another dimension out there. There's a supernatural dimension. God is real. Satan is real. If you go to the Trilateral Commission website and look at their logo, I think you'll be convinced, as I am, that there really are Luciferian forces, organized, orchestrated Luciferian forces in the world today. The website, again, trilateral.org, not my website, a website put out by the secret cabal, or one of the secret cabals. There are a number of them, but one of the secret cabals that runs the world today. Well, certainly we do hope that many of you out there will want to go to our website, radioliberty.com, where you can certainly watch our radio, many of our DVDs. You can listen to our radio programs 4 hours a day live and 24 hours a day archived. You can read our newsletters. We have a wonderful new site up there. It's called News on the Net. News on the Net, and you can simply click on it. Every day we try to put up several new articles. We won't be putting any up until the first of next week, but we'll have a whole flock of wonderful articles. Some of them give you a smile. We need a smile from time to time in times like these, but many of them, of course, will help you to better understand what is really going on in the world today. So that's the section News on the Net, and then, of course, we have a number of other sites there. We hope you'll go there, you'll link to them, and you'll get the information out, you'll get other people to our website. But if you're in a position financially to help Radio Liberty, why, we'd love to hear from you, because quite frankly, it's an expensive proposition to maintain a network of radio stations heard all across America. We do 5 hours of talk radio, 5 days a week. We're heard certainly all across the world on the internet and across America, certainly on shortwave, and then, of course, on a series of network radio stations, FM stations, AM stations, but it's an expensive proposition. So if you are in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we'd love to certainly welcome you into the Radio Liberty family. And you can certainly subscribe to our newsletter. You can certainly join the Radio Liberty family and get our 4 best tapes or CDs of the month. You can get any one of a number of the wonderful 4-CD sets that we have on so many subjects that will help you to understand what's going on. We carry all sorts of books on, whether it be on vaccines or on certainly AZT or certainly so many of the things out there that are being used to poison the public. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they're intentionally poisoning the public because there is a population control agenda, and they've already killed several billion people. And I'm talking about children who certainly would have been born otherwise. 400 million children aborted in China, 400 million aborted in India, 400 million aborted in Russia. These figures are all available on the internet, and nobody ever uses them. That's 1.2 billion children we pay to abort. And, of course, most of this is a large part funded with your tax money. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord is going to bring judgment on America. And so our plea to you is, if you're in a position to help us get the word out, please pray for Radio Liberty. Join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And so until Monday, may the Lord be with you.